If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Chance of Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, your coach for anxiety. Welcome back. Welcome back. And thank you. Thank you for listening in and thank you for learning. And also, thank you in advance for sharing this information and subscribing to the channel of our YouTube clips, also Spotify and all major hosting companies out there on podcasting. So, yeah, so today we are going into talking about the topic today is going to be, the topic today is actually how to reframe our minds through dialogue and positive feedback to ourselves. So, yes, of course. So, I think it's important to be able to do this. You know, it's like where attention goes, that's where energy flows, and you know, we need to be able to be able to give ourselves a chance to reframe our minds and have this habit. If you read The Atomic Habit, the book by James Cleary, that's a great book to create habits. And we need to be habitual to be able to, you know, change our minds. But in anxiety, we have a cognitive, you know, behavior therapy, which is another way of actually going into the possibility of reframing the mind. So we can think, if we can think negative, we can think positive. I'll say it again. If we have the possibility of thinking negative, we have the possibility of thinking positive by simply reframing. Now, reframing takes an effort. Everything's an effort, and everything effort is an energy. And we need to enhance this energy and also maybe go back to one of the podcasts about, you know, the meditation and also talking about the archetypes of, they're an energetic thinking, they're tapping into the spiritual world and realms and tapping into the warrior, the king, like that. So there's a lot of that I've podcasted on. So if you feel like you need a supernatural intervention or spiritual intervention, go to that. Going back to the reframe the mind. So if you don't, you know, if we don't, then something else will. There's so many distractions out there to give us, to take our attention away. On a conscious level, there's so much distractions to actually make it, you know, create obstructions of thought, and which kind of leads us back. That's just life, right? We need to get into this humble, beautiful state of relaxed state where we can actually stay peace and most as much as in our creative center, in the center of everything, like places where you realize that there's nowhere to go, nothing to do, just here. So once again, I want to say that we have the possibility, probability, you know, and the choice to think the way we do. Now, just yesterday, I went and saw a movie. I love watching movies. And I saw Wolverine, the movie, The Wolverine, and the latest one. All right. And it was like, all I saw was just a lot of pain in movies, you know, the latest one. Lots of pain, lots of psychology, and lots of humor. But there was so much foul language used into it. And it was way, way intense. As I guess, I don't know where we're going with you know, the way we think now these days. And movies do have a way of programming us. And we kind of leave and we surrender ourselves. You know, we put our feet up and virtually not in the cinemas, but, you know, we go in there and we want to be entertained. And so we kind of like allow this all to happen. So that's what, like, if we don't conditionally reframe our thinking, that's exactly what happens. Like, we're watching a movie and the movie's running our lives and we're just getting addicted to it. If they swear, next thing you know, we're actually swearing too, because it's kind of cool. If actors can swear, if actors can use foul language, again, cursing and expressing these kind of pains, then it's okay for us too. Look, it's okay to express. It's always okay to talk your shit, you know, but in the movie also they were trying to, get deep in their psychology and why we do things and all, you know, as words like trauma bonding in the movie, which is kind of interesting, but man, where are movies going to these days? So, but anyway, it was entertaining, and long as we can be lighthearted about it, but I really, really, I do admit, I did enjoy the movie. There's a few times I giggled and it was pretty humorous and it's a mixed pot. That's what it is. Anyway, coming back to our train of thought about reframing our minds, the cognitive therapy, CBT. It's similar to that. So what you're actually talking about, that today I had a walk with a wonderful friend. We started talking about CBT because they also experienced, you know, they are actually getting counseling. And it was interesting to say that how the psychologists or the counselors actually work towards, you know, shifting and the direction in our thoughts, allowing us to calm down, and through meditation, that, you know, just to calm down before we can do the deeper work and to be able to reprogramming and use the CB, you know, the cognitive therapy. You can't do that on a mind that is wandering all over the place. So again, wherever our energy goes, that's where attention flows. So, but reframing. Today it's we're looking at how do we heal by reframing our minds. Big thing. Healing by reframing our thinking, and the way we then how we feel and behave. We can always like have to look at the behavior. You know, whatever we like, the behavioral tendency, what is annoying you? What is that annoying feeling, that disturbing feeling? What is that? And how can we change that? What kind of words or thinkings or structured thinking can we use to change direction of that thinking and not get lucky, like once more, like being in that movie. The actors are just doing their thing. That's what they get paid for, acting. But we get taken so much in a movie and we get so inside of, we even forget ourselves, right? We even forget ourselves that we're actually sitting in that chair. Once in a while, you have to go to the toilet, right? That's any time you're going to break your concentration from a deep concentration and we have been taken for a ride. It's okay. That's what we pay for, entertainment. And so the mind is like that. So if we don't reframe, then we're taken for a ride. Okay. So, and there's a couple of things we can do, like, how do we do this? So, once we identify the negative thought, then we can actually use the word, you can use the word like, How appropriate is this? How this thinking I'm getting, how appropriate is this thinking? How is this actually serving me? And then you kind of, then you say, given that I have the high, like, given something, like, you got to come up with a silver lining. You're thinking, right, if I can explain this, you're thinking, right, you hear yourself out, give yourself a chance to see that, become the observer of your thinking, and then you say, well, how appropriate is this thinking to me? And find out where it's leading you, and then change it. And then once you find that, you know, and I'll give you an example shortly, and then you can say, well, so now what? Now that I've had this thinking, what else? Then this is where you were open and change the whole thing, change it, flipped it. We flip it and say, well, okay, so now what about it, yeah? So let's look at some examples. For instance, let's look at one example. All right. So I can look at, let's go for this one, the healing reframe of how appropriate is this for me to procrastinate when faced with a challenging task? When I'm really, you know, challenged by a task and I'm not moving on to it, right? I need to move on, I need to put my focus on it. And so how appropriate, you know, is this for me? How does this serve me to procrastinate when faced with a challenge? So why not moving on it? So given that, then we say, then given that I fear failure and have a perfectionistic tendency, so I'm a perfectionist, right? And then you say, okay, well, so now what? And what about this? Then we can go, well, then here comes the twist. Then we say, I can break down the task into smaller, manageable steps and focus on progress rather than perfection. Yeah, focus on the progress means that I'm in the journey, right? At the moment, I'm watching ducks cross the road here in the park. We've got lots of ducks here. There's a whole family of them just crossing one end. They're so taking their time. Beautiful. Just a bit of distraction there, but how appropriate is this for me to watch my ducks here in the park crossing? Now they've stopped cars, and there's a whole bunch of cars waiting for the ducks to cross the road. You ever seen that? And yeah, look, there's a whole bunch of them. And how appropriate is it for me to watch the ducks? Okay, so that person here who's waiting for the ducks in the car, you know, might sort of think, get out of my way. I've got to go. I'm in a hurry. Come on. I've got 3-4 ducks to go. They're taking their time crossing. How appropriate is to see this? And they should be saying, well, how beautiful are these ducks crossing? Instead of get out of my way. Beep them, but they're not beeping them, so they're actually in the frame line. This is beautiful watching the ducks. I don't get to see this too often. Let's look at another example. This healing reframe of, now, how appropriate of me to feel overwhelmed and anxious in social situations, that I've got social phobia, given that I am an introvert. Given that I am an introvert and value deep connections. I really want to connect, but I've got this social phobia. So what do I do about it? Again, reframe the mind, say, so what now? Or so now what? You can say it either way to yourself. Always say this, so now what? Or so what can I do about this? And give yourself a chance to look for the silver lining. And here's a silver lining. You know what? I can honor my needs for alone time and find ways to engage in meaningful conversation with smaller groups of people. That's it there. So sometimes I don't mind being alone. And yeah, and I'm looking for nice, meaningful conversation with a small group of people. I don't need to go to all those people in that room. Maybe I can just pick one or two people, I'm okay, but I need to be, you know, overwhelmed by so many of them. I don't need to do the whole lot. So there's a good one. Another one would be like this. I'm sharing like a fair bit of, so maybe one of these you can relate to. And I'm going to share about, let's see what the number that I'm sharing. I'll be sharing with you about 20 of them. So let's go to number four. The healing reframe, we call it. The healing reframe of how appropriate of me to doubt my abilities. In other words, we can say, how wonderful of me to doubt my abilities. How wonderful. By changing, right? Changing the dialogue, changing, you know, the way we say things. Yeah. So how appropriate for me to doubt my abilities and compare myself to others. And let's look at this. Given that I have high standards and crave validations, that's what I'm looking for. I have my standards, but I also crave validations, crave love, so I'm going out there. But I have abilities. Why am I doubting my abilities when I can make that connection? When I can be validated, when I can feel the love? Maybe I didn't get enough love. So now what? We ask. Well, I can focus on my own growth and progress. I'll be celebrating small achievements on the way and embracing my unique strengths. Let's go to another one. Let's reframe this one. How appropriate of me to worry about the future and what could go wrong, and catastrophizing for everything that might go wrong, and not just going with the flow. Now, given that I value my security, and most times I might be feeling insecure, and I prefer to be prepared all the time, always controlling the issue. So now what? What can I do? Let's look at the silver lining. Well, I can actually practice mindfulness and focus on the present moment, and trusting in my abilities to handle whatever challenges come my way. Let's look at another one. The healing reframe of how proud of me to be self-critical and focus on my flaws. Given that I have a desire for self-improvement and personal growth, so now what? I can cultivate self-compassion within myself and practice gratitude for my strengths, for my recognizing that growth comes from embracing the imperfections. And nothing has to be perfect. Nothing is perfect in this world. And let's look at this healing reframe of how appropriate, how wonderful of me to avoid tasking and taking risks, avoid taking risks and staying in my comfort zone. How appropriate is that? Okay, so given that I actually fear failure, and I fear rejection, right? Given that. And so now what? That I feel this. And let's flip it. I can change myself to step aside of my comfort zone and embrace new opportunities, knowing that growth often comes from taking calculated risks. Man, if we're in our comfort zones, we can't move forward. If we don't surrender something, we can't move forward. There's something holding us back. And sometimes to be able to understand what it's actually an energy blocker. It's blocked, all right. We're holding on to something very tight, which it just keeps providing us with anxiety. And so now what? Once again, I can challenge myself to step aside of my own comfort zone and embrace new opportunities, knowing that the growth often comes from taking calculated risks. Wonderful. So another one, this healing reframe of how appropriate of me or how wonderful of me to feel overwhelmed by demands of work, my personal life, everything that's going on around me. And given that, I have strong work ethics and a desire to succeed. So why would I be thinking like that? So now what? You know, I can set boundaries and prioritize self-care, recognize that taking care of my well-being is essential for long-term success. So I need to have strong boundaries, prioritize my self-care so I don't burn out, recognize that taking care of my well-being is essential, is very essential for long-term success, not short-term. And how appropriate of me to feel hurt by criticisms and negative feedback and taking that as a victim. I don't need to feel like a victim, but however, given that I really value validation, you know, I need this, like breath, like air, and value validation and strive for excellence. And so now that I know that, so now what? I can separate my self-worth from external opinions, and seeking constructive feedback, I'm okay with that, and using it as an opportunity to grow, for growth as a stepping stone. And moving on to the next one, how wonderful of me to feel stuck in a negative thought patterns. How wonderful is that? Or how appropriate is that for me? Now, given that I've experienced past traumas in my life and face ongoing challenges, because life is challenging, you know, I think we all have challenges, most of us, on the hierarchy, pyramid, whatever, you know. We all have challenges. And if we do the wrong things or we don't, you know, we can self-traumatize or get biased on that, so... So now I know this. So now what? You know what? I can seek support from therapy or counseling, practice self-care, and engage in activities that promote positive thinking and healing. And let's look at this one. This healing reframe of how wonderful of me to feel overwhelmed by expectations of others. Given that I have a strong desire to please and fear disappointing people. That's my thing. I love pleasing. And I feel like, you know, there's a psychological thing. If you read a few books on psychology, especially on the archetypes, and sometimes we can become pleasers. And I fear disappointing people because I've always been someone that supported my family. And I have this trait, I have this pattern. And, I've sacrificed, and we tend to sacrifice a lot.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CareCare is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot when we become pleasers. Oh, I just need love. Either way, right? So, and then we understand that. We say, well, now what? Well, what now? Well, I can now see that I can set healthy boundaries, prioritize my needs and well-being, understanding that I cannot please everyone and that self-care is essential. Sometimes we just need to be fundamentally selfish, and there's nothing wrong with that. Only when our cups are full and overflowing, then we can, you know, really please others and help others. But our cups need to be filled first. So look at another one, this healing reframe of how appropriate of me to struggle with letting go of control. Why do I need to feel like I need to control everything? Man, it's because I'm trying to protect myself from things, especially folks in anxiety. So given that I value order and stability in my life, I want total control of my life, you know, and that's the thing is, Murphy's Law, the more we try to control something, the more it goes the other way. And so now what? Here we go again. So now what about this? And I'm now again looking for the gentle way of finding the silver lining. Well, I can practice acceptance and trust in process and recognize that some things are beyond my control and that letting go can lead to growth and new possibilities. Let's try the healing frame of how appropriate of me to feel anxious about making decisions. Now, given that I want to make the best choices and avoid making mistakes, well, what about it? So now what? Well, I can gather information, weigh the pros and cons, and trust in my ability to make thoughtful decisions. I can also embrace the idea that mistakes are opportunities for learning and growth. And another one, the healing reframe of how appropriate of me or how wonderful of me to feel guilty when prioritizing my own needs. And given that, or we can say, I get to is another word we can use. I'll swap it a little bit. Given that I value being there for others and fear being seen as selfish. As I mentioned earlier, sometimes we need to put on the selfish hat on. We need to protect ourselves. Well, we just need more time. We can gain more time sometimes by being selfish. That's just this. And I don't have to feel guilty about anything. But however, so now what? What about it? What about turning it over? Where's the silver lining to this? Well, I can recognize that self-care is not selfish, but necessary for my overall well-being, my health, my way of controlling my anxiety. I can prioritize self-care without any guilt or shame, knowing that I am better able to support others when I'm taking care of myself. Once again, you can help others when your cup is full, not doing things from an empty cup. And let's try this one. How appropriate or how wonderful of me to feel frustrated, right? When faced with setbacks and obstacles. Okay, so we're moving towards targets. We're moving towards creating more podcasts, helping more people. And sometimes we get, you know, I get actually set back. I do have obstacles and, you know, but I keep moving forward and got to get back on the track. And also now we'll go, and given that I have goals and a desire for progress and to help as many people in a short time as possible. So that's what I'm trying to achieve, like 366 podcasts here, all on wonderful knowledge and one of them, this is one reframing. It's come to this fruition about reframing and learning about this stuff, how to reframe the mind, how to sit back, how to, you know, be gentle and compassionate on ourselves and direct our thoughts, you know, and reframe ourselves so that we can see the light of the negative. We can see the silver linings of anything that we feel is negatively perceived, and it won't happen unless we surrender to something. Surrender a thought, just surrender. And so let's go back. So I'll go back to reading that because I've waffled on. How inappropriate of me, or how wonderful of me, to feel frustrated and face with setbacks and obstacles, given that I have goals and a desire for progress. So now what? Well, I can approach setbacks as a learning opportunity and problem-solving challenges. I can solve problems when I'm needed to, knowing that setbacks are a neutral part of the journey and towards my success. And now the healing reframe of how wonderful of me to feel overwhelmed by negative emotions, given that I'm sensitive and deeply empathetic. So now what? Well, I can practice self-compassion, handle my heart, allow myself to feel and progress and process emotions without any judgments. I can also seek healthy coping mechanisms and support from loved ones when I need it. In the healing reframe of how prevalent of me to feel insecure in certain social situations, given that I have a fear of judgment and rejection. So now what? Let's flip it. Let's look at the silver lining. Well, I can remind myself of my worth and unique qualities. I am special. I am unique. I can also challenge negative self-talk and practice self-acceptance, self-love, knowing that I am deserving of love and belonging. And the healing power or reframe of how wonderful or how appropriate of me to feel overwhelmed by demands of daily life, given that I have multiple responsibilities and obligations. So now what? Well, I can always prioritize, delegate tasks, practice time management, all right, and ask for support because I don't need to do this alone. I don't need to be perfect and when I need to. I can also practice self-care and set aside time for relaxation, rejuvenation, meditation, mindfulness to get me back into my center. In the healing reframe of how appropriate of me to feel anxious about the future. Feel anxious about my future. Once more, again, it's very important. Given that I have uncertainties, insecurities, and desire for stability. So now what? Well, I can focus on the present moment right now, in the pause, and take small steps towards my goals. I can also cultivate a mindset of adaptability, resilience, knowing that I have the ability to navigate whatever comes my way. Whatever comes my way. Now this, and another one, last one, this healing reframe of how appropriate of me to feel overwhelmed by the expectations I place on myself or the expectations I place on others. My bosses, my relationship, my wife, my relationship, my girlfriend, you know, my partner, right? Given that I have high standards, right? High values. And a desire for achievement. Lots of pride here. So now what? Let's ask that again. Last time, so now what? Now what now? Let's look for the silver lining. Well, I can embrace the growth mindset and celebrate progress rather than perfection. I can also practice self-compassion and remind myself that my worth is not solely defined by external achievements. Well, that's it for that one. But I think, friends, I'm going to take a breather. There we go. So this has been a really podcast for me to just to re-engage and rethink and reframe my thinking, our possibilities of reframing our mindsets and the way we think. Once again, our minefields, we can either really take out the weeds from our garden, yeah, mental weeds from our mental garden, and watch how things grow, and anything that's that kind of tries to interfere with our growth, we need to be able to sit back and have a compassionate approach towards seeing the silver linings towards everything. Seeing the silver linings. So, my friends, it's that time to encourage you all to come on a meditation with me, and thank you for listening to the podcast so far. So I'll take you to a short meditation now. But first of all, let's ground ourselves by taking a few deep breaths. And then we'll start with just inhaling three times, three sessions with the nose for 7 seconds, holding with no breath. Don't breathe for 4 seconds, hold the breath, and exhale for 8. Let's go for the first time, in for the nose, hold for 4. 2, 1, exhale through the mouth. 4, 8, slower than inhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale through the nose for 7. Hold for 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 8. 2, 1. One last go. You should start feeling the feeling ourselves getting centered and engaging our parasystematic nervous system, getting up there and just feeling calm. Let's go one more time on my count. Go. Inhale for 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hold for 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale for 8. Slower. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Cool. So there we go. Feeling good already. So now that just find your comfortable space, your position. Either you're sitting on or laying down. And gently close your eyes. I invite you to close your eyes. Take another gentle deep breath in. And as you exhale, release any tensions in your body. And begin by bridging your awareness to your breath. Notice the sensation of the breath as it enters and leaves your body. And allow your breath to become slowly, to become slow and steady. And now, imagine a situation in your life that is causing you pain or discomfort. Visualize it in your mind and notice how it makes you feel, how it makes you feel. Take a moment to acknowledge your emotions and the validity of your feelings, recognize that it is natural to feel this way given the circumstances. And now imagine reframing the situation. Instead of focusing on the negative aspects and getting stuck on that, imagine finding a positive perspective or a lesson to be learned. There's always a silver lining. Visualize yourself letting go of any resentment or anger associated with the situation. Imagine it dissipating and being replaced with a sense of peace and acceptance. And take another deep breath now. And as you exhale, release any lingering anything that's left, any negativity or tensions from your body. Allow yourself to fully embrace the new perspective. And now imagine yourself surrounded by a warm, healing light. This light is filled with love, compassion, understanding. Allow this healing light to envelop you, gently soothing any emotions or physical pain you may be experiencing. Feel its warmth and unconditional support. And as you bask in this healing light, repeat the following affirmation to yourself. I am open to reframing my experiences and finding healing within them. I am open to my experiences and finding the silver linings to every one of them. Now take a moment to reflect on any insights or new perspectives that have emerged through this process of reframing. Notice how they bring a sense of peace and clarity to you. And allow yourself to fully embrace these new perspectives and let go of any resistance or attachments to old ways of thinking. And take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, release any remaining tension or resistance from your body. Because when my mind is free, my body is relaxed. And feel yourself becoming lighter, and more open to the healing. And now imagine yourself surrounded by a supportive, beautiful community who love you and of loved ones and who guide you. They are here to support you on your healing journey. All we need to do is just reach out. Visualize them offering words of encouragement, wisdom, and helping you to further reframe your experiences and find healings within them. Take a moment to listen to their guidance and absorb their loving energy. Allow their words to sink deep into your subconscious. As you continue to breathe deeply, just feel the sense of gratitude for the opportunity to reframe. I get to reframe my experiences and find healing within them. I get to. And remember that healing is a journey and it takes time. It takes time. So let's all be patient with ourselves, with yourself, and trust in this wonderful process, this thing called life. And take another deep breath in now. And as you exhale, release any remaining tensions or doubts. Feel yourself becoming more grounded, centered in the present moment. And now imagine yourself stepping into a new chapter of your life, one filled with healing, growth, and transformation. Visualize yourself embracing new perspectives, letting go of old patterns, and finding joy and peace in every moment. And take a moment to set an intention for your healing journey. What do you have to activate or achieve? How do you want to feel? How do you want to feel today? And repeat this intention to yourself, allowing it to sink deep in your subconscious, in the subconscious mind. Trust that the universe will support you in manifesting these intentions. Then take a few more deep breaths now. And feeling the energy and the healing and the transformation flowing through your body, allow yourself to fully embody this energy. And my friends, when you're ready, I invite you to gently open up your eyes and return to the present moment. Carry this sense of healing and reframing ability with you throughout your day, knowing that you have the power to find healing within you, within every experience of this life. Namaste, my friends, and thank you once again for joining me on the meditation and this wonderful message. And once again, if you feel like you have people that you know who are challenged, suffering from anxiety, and they just need a different perspective to, you know, to live from and to see themselves on a deeper level and to see that we have the possibility of changing and reframing our mind. So this is Nick Jensen, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, a coach for anxiety, and I am open for one-on-one consultations. By all means, please reach out that anytime you feel called to do so. So until our next podcast, all the best. And please subscribe to our podcast, to our YouTube clips and our channels. Until next time, blessings.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.